Little Movers, a 5-minute feature showcasing interesting stories and activities at the early childhood level.
This week, we're going to Providence Heights Infant School in Montego Bay, St. James, to find out more about their sporting and cultural programs. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Providence Heights Infant School started accepting students in 2006. The school was built by the National Housing Trust, NHT, as part of the Providence Heights Housing Scheme. Providence Heights Infant serves over 250 children who hail from Norwood, Flanka, Providence Heights, White House, Barrett Town, Iron Shore, Coral Gardens, and Lilliput. The school has a vibrant sport and cultural arts program, designed to ensure children learn how to handle competition.
For example, they would enter in 4-H. This year we got a gold for recitation. We also entered the table setting. We're placed fourth, I heard. We also enter JCDC. We enter the Kiddie Bee competition put on by the Kiwanians. And we also enter the in-sport basic school champs. For the past 2 years, we have been entering that. That is one of our high points areas, the basic school champs.
Principal Carolyn Clark Brown.
We are the only school from Western Jamaica to be entering that competition. We're for 3 days and two nights. We are in Kingston with the children participating at the National Arena. The children are excited about it, and the parents themselves are excited about it. The entire community is excited about basic school champs.
Mrs. Clark Brown says participation in the various competitions has helped the children to develop social skills. This is even more evident during the school leaving exercise.
We are able to draw them out and say, okay, we want some persons to perform. We have them coming up and say, teacher, may I do it? Can I try? They are more outspoken in terms of when we have anything, like we have a competition or we have, let's say, school leaving exercise, they are able to read, not count the words, but read. And that makes us feel very proud to know that we started them off and they have reached this point where they can manage on their own, where they can read tech without somebody helping them.
Providence Heights Infant School will be seeking to expand its program offerings to include music and information technology.
We think it is important that we start at the early childhood level to educate our children on using the computers in a responsible way. And so we'd like to put that program in place as well. We don't have the computers as yet, but we have faith. We also would like to develop our playground. When we started, it was a handful of children. Now we have a whole lot of children. I would like a bigger area for them to play, more equipment for them to play on.
Principal Carolyn Clark Brown. So, Corporate Jamaica or any other interested stakeholder, here is your chance to contribute to the development of our nation's future by helping Providence Heights Infant School to achieve its goals. Now it's time to hear from one of the little movers at the school. Here's Tiana Campbell with an excerpt of the poem Hurricane by Carleen Dawkins.
What a vicious storm turned into a deadly hurricane. One by one, they destroyed the land, moving from 1, 2, 3, 4 up to category 5. Irma, Ose, now Maria. How the Caribbean countries go survive. We as Jamaicans must raise our hand and give thanks to the Almighty One. Poor Dominican Republic, house collapse, shops out of food, no water, how long? No more hurricane. We cannot manage another one.
Join us again next time for another episode of Little Movers, a 5-minute feature highlighting interesting stories at the early childhood level.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.